Hey, we're back. We literally just stepped through the door.
And we got Patrice in here.
Hello.
We just celebrated our sexy 3-year anniversary.
Oh, so sexy.
At sexy theme parks.
Mm-hmm. Yay. At the beautiful and romantic Great Adventure and Days Inn.
Days Inn is for lovers.
But here's what happened. Like, just we did a show pretty late, and then I was grouchy because I understood that now it's late and I have to drive because, A, like, Keith's knee hurts when he drives, and B, like, I freak out the whole time while he's driving because I think I'm a much better driver than everyone.
So there's no way to help her.
Actually, yeah. Namely Keith. So now I'm grouchy. We're like, maybe we should go to sleep and then go, and then I go to drop something off at my mother's house for the next day. I come back. I'm amped. So we started driving at what, like 4 in the morning?
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, and like we made it there in record time because at 4 in the morning, who's driving? Truckers? Yeah.
Right.
And on 95, you get to take, you know, the car only lane, and you're flying, and you have to watch out for the troopers, but you're doing good. Then we get to Great Adventure, and I should have known better because I've been there a bunch of times. There's hardly even restaurants around there other than fast food.
Right, much, once you get off the highway part,
yeah,
right.
Much less a hotel. And we just, you know, did it off the fly. We didn't even take directions. I was like, it's 95 South. We'll see. We'll start seeing big signs for Six Flags. And we made it there fine. That wasn't an issue. But when we got off, we saw, like, a Wawa, for sure, right away. Wawas are awesome out there. Oh, my God. They're incredible.
They're like 7-Elevens, but bigger.
But much
better.
Bigger, yeah. They have, like, not, you know, 7-Eleven has the cute, you know, 4, 5, 6 different kinds of coffee. They have like an aisle of like coffee made with
this
that.
Is Colombia.
Hazelnut, vanilla, regular and hazelnut.
Yeah. Your regular stuff, and then there's, you know, stuff that you've never heard of before.
Apple coffee, orange coffee.
Right. So insane. And then they have like now 7-Eleven's trying to do those sandwiches that Keith gets like almost every day for breakfast.
I enjoy the tuna and the chicken Caesar.
Yeah. So
the tuna was good.
I even got him like a 7-Eleven keychain thing because everyone has to have a bunch of these little tags on their keychain. I know everybody has at least one. So I got him that. It was a $20 thing because you figure
if anywhere, you get lost or out of money.
Anywhere you're going to be. 7-Eleven, like now you can have anything you want. So,
but now every day I pretend I'm lost and I'm out of money.
We just did like a great commercial for 7-Eleven and Wawa. But anyway, we saw the huge Wawa and got some food. And then we're like, where's... And we saw some troopers. Not troopers.
Right. No, they were... No, they were the state police. They were Jersey State Police.
And then there was a canine... police guy also, and the dogs are barking in the back, and you're like, where the hell is PETA now? Because there were no windows for the dogs or anything. They sounded so vicious. It was like as if they were in, you know, some cartoon like the Tasmanian Devil.
Don't
and as
feel
soon
bad
as
for those dogs. You're not allowed to pet them. They're super dogs.
Yeah. But
you got to keep them hungry and angry.
I don't think that's not really right. But
I'm sure they treat them okay because they have them from puppies and that's their dog, basically.
It's not right to have dolphin sniffer bombs underwater, but whatever.
But it sounds like as soon as you open the door, they just fly out and bite whatever comes first. You know?
Right.
No, I think you gotta
which is usually
people.
Keith. Anyway.
Happy anniversary. What a hick area that is in New Jersey.
It's so weird. It's just like right outside of New York, pretty much. It's not that far.
Right. You leave the five boroughs, it gets kind of crazy.
Yeah, and the weirdest thing also is it's kind of a beautiful area where you have all this land and you have these gorgeous, some of these houses are just amazing, but then across the street from like it looks like a wealthy house, you'll have some guy's shack, which is so uncommon in New York. In New York, I'm very ignorant about, you know, the rest of the United States, but in New York, and I think it's like that at least in California and other states, you cross a line, like some sort of neighborhood barrier line.
And you
like
start to see it decline.
Yeah.
Now it's not a start.
In New York, you don't even see it decline. You just cross.
It's another avenue.
You cross the street. You turn the corner. You're now in like some shit. There's already garbage on the floor as soon as you turn the corner. Over here, like across the street, your neighbor could be some hick with like, you know, some truck in the front. And across the street, you have like the latest in, you know, playground equipment for your kids. You're sitting on acres and acres of land. So it was just a little strange to me. Anyway, so there's no stop me from hanging the story, but there are no hotels, and we figure like Great Adventure, people are coming.
We can't be.
We're probably the closest people outside of like the near New Jersey area. New York is like, you know, where the people go, but we met people who are from Delaware that came up. Mm-hmm. They're looking for hotels, so
that's it. So takes forever to find a hotel. We ask everybody talks so much slower.
Yeah.
And just
In the Wawa. That's another thing. Not in the Wawa. In some other, you know, we're at some kind of whatever, right. Big drugstore or whatever. And the guy ahead of us just finished paying. And so I'm kind of inching up my bottled water like, okay, it's our turn now then. I mean, you should be ringing us up already. It's our turn. Why aren't
slow.
You ringing us up?
Everything moves so slow.
I'll do it.
Right.
I almost did.
And we ask the cops, like, is there a hotel here? There's a couple.
They start talking to each other.
They don't want to go there. It's Indians. Those all smell.
Yeah, they actually said that. You don't want to go there. So then they finally told us about the Days Inn.
We end up finding a Days Inn.
Such weird direction. Nobody over there gives directions with street names. Nobody. Mm-hmm. You'll pass another Wawa, you make a right. You pass some Japanese place, you make a left. Now, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. The Japanese place is not open.
Closed. Yeah, who says they have their
lights
on?
There are no signs. There's like nothing. So, and it didn't even look like a Japanese place when we passed it. Whatever. We found the Days Inn.
I don't like when people give directions. I know they're doing you the favor, but you don't have to lean so far into my car to give me directions.
Right. That's
just
such the
New Yorker.
Stay where
you are. Don't touch my car to give me directions. Let me see what you got, buddy. Don't put your hand in my car.
We had another guy giving us directions. On his way over, Keith's like, lock the door. Lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this little scrawny guy, right?
Yeah.
But he just looked like...
In case you're wondering, like you know, he's white. He's from the country. Yeah.
He was a white country
guy.
No,
when you get out into the boonies, everyone's dangerous.
Yeah,
it's not even
scary.
About color. Everyone's dangerous.
Yeah. I feel like ever since I moved to New York, I don't have anything in common with these people. And you scare me.
You're not my fault.
Right.
I think back then you didn't have too much in common with them anyway.
I don't know.
I think that's why at the age of 18 you were in jail.
Maybe.
Although that could be something in common with them.
That's neither here nor there.
That's true. So we find the Days Inn, which is like a shitty place that you go to when you
like
got no money, right?
Kind of
Patrice,
thing.
You guess. I didn't tell you that. How much?
Near an amusement park attraction.
Oh, fuck you.
It
was 20 minutes away.
It's the closest place. That's the closest place you found.
No, the closest place was about like 1 minute from there, and that was... packed.
That was packed.
Okay,
we had to go to the next one.
This is a
out
motel.
In the boonies, out in Long Island the other day, and it was 119. So I'm going to say maybe 125 a night.
God damn it! Forget it.
Fuck you.
Forget the whole show.
Yeah. What was it?
It was 108.
Really?
Which I'm thinking we go to some shitty place.
Because you can get a room in the city for like 250.
So we know we're going to stay two nights.
Yeah, but the one night is over. The sun is already up.
Right,
it's
right,
like after
right,
six
right.
at this
it's
point.
After technical check-in and all that stuff. You don't
checkout is 11. She's like, oh, I can't let you in until 3 in the afternoon. I'm like,
this is a hotel.
Bitch, I'm sleeping in the lobby.
Yeah. I'm thinking like we have to sleep in our car. But she's like, unless I charge you for tonight.
So she's going to charge us for two nights.
For the full day.
$108 times two. And
which was not in our budget,
and then we go, that's a lot. And we're thinking about it. And then we're kind of staring at her like, oh, that's a lot.
And we're not trying to do anything.
Right,
we're just kind of sleepy and like jolted from the price.
And then we see her start moving, like maybe she's looking at a calculator or something else. And we're just staring at her. She starts doing something. Then she goes, I'll put you in like you were in for tomorrow, and you'll only get charged for one day.
That's cool.
It really pays to just stare at somebody like a
like
dummy.
You're a dummy, yeah.
And how many times do we mention being face painters and balloon artists and clowns? And we're like, we're not going to give you anything. Go home. And even adults are just staring at us. What are you staring
because
for?
Because of
because
this
sometimes
woman.
It works.
It makes people uncomfortable, and they want you to move along, and they'll do anything to make that happen.
I wonder if we did make her uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
Like
that's
gonna,
a lot.
They're just going to start.
And we'll get back to this. Daniel sent me this. This I didn't get to look at it yet.
Who's Daniel?
My good friend Daniel.
Oh, okay, great.
That listens to the show. clownsofamerica.org/ethics. It's the 8 clown commandments.
All right.
One. This is like totally legit. The Clowns of America International.
No, clowns are very serious people. Yeah. I know that sounds really demanding.
.org. That's serious.
Oh, right.
I will keep my acts, performance, and behavior in good taste while I am in costume and makeup.
Oh, everybody breaks that.
I grab your ass in stores.
That's true.
I will remember at all times that I've been accepted as a member of the clown club only to provide others, principally children, with clean clown comedy entertainment.
So many times we've seen professional people just do it. It's it's over the kids' heads, the joke, and it's hilarious.
Oh, I've
done
jokes.
The dirtiest
but it's
dances
dirty.
In Elmo costumes.
I will remember that a good clown entertains others by making fun of himself or herself and not at the expense or embarrassment of others.
Broken.
That's
we
not
we
true
take
at all.
Underwear out of people's we pretend to
I've
take their underwear.
Trick,
yeah.
I didn't know it was a trick. I just pull on the underwear. Two, I will learn to apply my makeup in a professional manner. I still can't do my own makeup.
Yeah.
I can't.
He's afraid to show me when I'm not around. Like
I do it myself, but I will not let her see.
I've never seen him doing his own makeup.
Really?
Like what he did. Because if I'm not around, he'll maybe do it himself, right. But he'll take it off before I could see it.
Mm-hmm. I will provide my own costume. I'd use my girlfriend's old one. I will carry out my appearance and assignment for the entertainment of others and not for personal gain.
What?
What, like money?
This is my job.
Or personal publicity when performing for either the international club or alley events. Okay. I will always try to remain anonymous while in makeup and costume as a clown. I guess we send our show cards out. Though there may be
no, I think what
like
they're
Mickey
saying
Mouse taking off the head style.
Yeah, I think what they're saying is we have to keep it
stay
like
in clown. You
you'll be flippy. You can't go. Oh, my name is Keith Malley.
You can't say, oh, I am hungry. Though there may be circumstances when it is not reasonably possibly to do so.
Like if you pass out inside an Elmo costume, you can tell the paramedics your name.
Three, I will neither. Yeah, you can't. I will either drink alcoholic beverages. I will neither drink alcoholic beverages nor smoke while in makeup or clown costume.
That's fair.
I'm broken.
You broke that?
No. Also, I will not drink alcoholic beverages prior to any clown appearance.
How much prior?
No, you got to give us rules. That's just stupid.
The last time, about, what was it? I guess it was 2 years ago. You had the 40s and blunts party the night before a major job. You
hours
and
before,
your friend.
Four at the most.
Well,
also, I will not drink alcohol prior. I will conduct myself
only
as
because it took you 4 hours to get there.
Right,
and
right.
Because it's 40s and blunt.
I will conduct myself.
Wait a minute. Who the hell drove to that party?
That was fine.
By the way, this is while I was on tour, so that's why he's just.
I think that's the one that I showed up at, and they were playing with a wheelchair.
Well, at this point, that's every party.
Drunk in a wheelchair. God
wheelchairs
bless you.
Are fun.
Oh yeah.
I will conduct myself. That's why DJ Quad's happy all the time. I will conduct myself as a gentleman / lady, never interfering with other acts, events, spectators, or individuals. I never do. Somebody is performing something, I just go to the side. I'm like, I guess I'm getting paid for this.
That's beer time, apparently.
Yes. I will not become involved in or tolerate sexual harassment or discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, age, disability, or any protected status.
So when we're late to a black party.
Yes, broken. Four. I will remove my makeup and change into my street clothes as soon as possible following my appearance.
What?
Not true at all. So that I cannot be associated with any incident that may be detrimental to the good name of clowning.
By the way, totally true. Somebody smashed into my car from behind while I was in makeup. I wasn't in full makeup because I was so late. Right. This was years
and they
and
go,
years
sorry,
ago.
And you went, waka waka.
I was totally crying.
A clown cry.
Yeah, it was around Christmas time, and I just did a Christmas party, and I had some makeup on, but I must have been in the outfit or something.
That
it was
be
pretty
totally
sad.
Disarming to me if I hit someone and jumped out of the car in a
and
clown
started
outfit.
Juggling. I will conduct myself as a gentleman / lady at all times. Number five, while on appearance in
I'm
makeup,
I'm trying to think if I ever had sex as a clown.
I don't want
in
to
a clown
that.
Outfit?
I
We've never done it, and I'm not even
it's
into it.
Creepy.
I did it once in...
and you don't have to send us the clown porn pictures.
Don't
we
yeah,
it.
No.
I've seen clown
We've seen
porn.
It. No, thank you. What's that Disney movie? I think it's Disney. The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. The girl from it. Is it Esmeralda? Or
Esmeralda.
Something?
Yeah.
Esmeralda. I was Esmeralda, and I had sex in
what?
Midtown in the car in broad daylight. The cops caught us.
Really?
Yes.
But I'm Esmeralda, officer.
They what threatened happened? To call our parents or something.
How old are you? How old were you?
That's a while ago.
It was a while ago.
90s?
No, I think I was just 20 or something.
I
was 20.
Was 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It That's was stupid
funny.
To do
and
it in broad daylight. Yeah.
You were fucking the hunchback, and and then the cops like take you out. And
well, the Esmeralda skirt was so great for
What's
that.
The guy
it
look
was just
like?
That gypsy skirt.
Long. It was the guy that I was seeing at the time. I think he was just wearing normal clothes.
So that,
or maybe
so
he was the guy. What's the guy from? Not the hunchback, but there was another guy. He might have been.
So
that.
The cop has to think that you're a hooker.
No, no, they left us alone. They just knocked on our window. It was a little embarrassing because we were mid stuff.
I was retarded. I will conduct myself as a gentleman lady at all times. While on appearance in makeup or costume, I will carry out the directives of the producer or his design deputies.
Where are you clowning?
I will abide by all performance rules without complaint in public. Number 6, I will do my very best to maintain the best clown standards of makeup, costuming, properties, and comedy. Number 7, I feel like they're dragging
now,
these
yeah,
on.
Now they're the same thing.
They're making shit up now.
Number 5 is behave. Number 6 is behave. Number 7 is behave.
Number 7, I will appear in as many clown shows as I possibly can.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you,
Patrice.
Why? Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Thank
Why?
You.
That's ridiculous.
They should add a because. Because
if you like it or don't like it, do you want to do it or not do it?
Don't half-ass it.
Clown Agent A has a person working for them who's a lawyer, and he does those promo gigs that are so cheap, like they pay us less than half of what normally people pay us.
Right.
And he goes, yeah, just put me on a whole bunch of those because if they're going to happen on the weekend, then I have time and I just want to do it. Like, he just wants to do it out of fun.
Hope you're not working my case.
Oh, yeah, right. No, but you know what? Like, if I had a steady job, I might still like doing this. When I first started doing this, I was like, I get paid. I get paid for this. I get paid for this. Now I'm like, why am I not paid yet? Seriously.
I'm sick of it already.
you were sick of it out of, like, the fifth, after the fifth job.
It's work.
It is work.
Number 8. I will be committed to providing an atmosphere free of discrimination.
We already went over that.
And what a clown. And harassment for clowns of... Oh, for clowns. This is for clowns. Oh. Before it's picking on the people. Now, I will be committed to providing an atmosphere free of discrimination and harassment for clowns of all ages to share ideas and learn about the art of clowning.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like sharing ideas, especially if you're a magician.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, these are the same clowns that copyright everything. Literally copyright their name. Copyright how
their
they
makeup.
Put their makeup on their face. Copyright their act.
It's that's not true. That
clowns
serious.
Are scumbags. They're artists and they're fucking weird about it.
Is it. Not
and not the nice hippie artist either.
Kind of, you know, sleep with you for no reason.
Are we going into gossip or do we want to talk more?
Let's cover the
adventures.
The day.
Okay.
We're at Days Inn now, and I think it's funny when you're in a hotel and you start seeing commercials for another hotel, and you're like,
let's go there.
This place looks kind of good. But we saw that's where we saw the State Farm insurance commercial, and they go, all those stupid fucking commercials. Where it's my agent, I have a John, my State Farm representative, and then they show this guy, John, and he's like, I'm John. It's a true story. Yeah, I was running late to my wedding, and my car wouldn't work.
I saw that one.
No, it was that she was it was a black woman because she said my sister was about to jump the broom, and and my car and
ethnic.
Yeah, exactly. And my car wouldn't, you know, whatever. And then they show the tree on the car. The tree fell on the car.
Right.
So then I called my representative John, and John lent me. His car.
My ass.
Yeah.
That's what... let me his car. And I didn't know how to use a gear shift.
Yeah.
And they show her cranking that his car, ruining his car. Brr, 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 fucking with up the transmission.
Yeah, okay.
And then he goes... And then John goes...
And people who have the gear shifting, the stick, they like cars more than...
Correct.
Like
regular
the automatic.
Yeah.
You know, I hate cars, so I have automatic.
Right.
So now she's fucking with his
she's
gears.
She's ruining his car. And he goes... I always like a backup plan. And she goes, thank goodness there's rental. Why
rent
didn't you try
out?
Rental first?
Yeah.
And then they're acting like John paid for the rental.
Right.
And so all of you with State Farm Insurance, call now and ask to borrow your, you know, what do you call them? Your
Hi,
agent's
Becky,
car.
Can I borrow your Mercedes on Wednesday?
No, I saw the commercial.
Yeah, my car's not broken, but I like Mercedes.
There was in Manhattan, there's a Dwayne Reed commercial all the time on the radio about, and specifically names the Dwayne Reed. I think on 8th and 52nd, it's like, I go to sue the pharmacist. I go on 8th and 52nd.
You sounded like you were going to sue the pharmacist.
I sound like, Susie the pharmacist on 8th and 52nd Street. And I go in there with my problems, and she sits down and helps me out and tells me, what is this on my arm? And she, I'm sure she's fucking diagnosing you like a doctor and prescribing shit. I think that's against the law, but anyways, she really goes above and beyond.
And meanwhile...
So now go into Dwayne Reed, 8th and 52nd, and do that.
Meanwhile, everybody's giving a name out besides Susie. Is Susie here? There is no Susie here. Right. No, right. My name's not Susie anymore.
They're probably fed up with it already.
Yeah, because they don't want to answer all those questions.
But on top of that, our Dwayne Reed... They not only help you out, they look at you like you're an asshole, they slow everything down, and then they go, what kind of medication are you taking? Yeah. I swear to God, I said this, and they haven't asked me since. If they ask me that again, I'm going to yell it out. Birth control, everybody! I'm killing babies! Can I have my birth control, please? Or, I have AIDS. Like can I have my AIDS medicine? Right. AIDS.
AIDS juice, please.
What if I'm picking up wart... Like
you
genital
have the
wart medication.
For the reason. Look at the screen.
Well, what kind is it? What kind has it been for years? I've been taking birth control. Right. Like, what the fuck else have I taken?
Baby
I don't
kill
even 3, remember.
Yeah. What? Baby kill 3000.
Yeah. I don't know. And you know, it's not like one of those.
Do you have anything that would make it painful for the babies first? You know, just give me my regular birth control. Never mind.
And birth control, everybody knows names. Like, people recognize low overall and all that stuff because there's enough commercials. So now there are commercials for herpes. All the time. What if I was picking up Valtrax? Everybody knows what Valtrax is, thanks to the commercials. Valtrax, everybody in line, I have herpes. And there's always a line.
Well, it's okay if you're taking Valtrax because they have fun in those commercials.
And then go, hand herpes and start touching everything.
Want to shake?
So we get to the next morning, we wake up.
Yeah, I woke up to a bunch of phone calls. I gave away a job that started at 10, and I wake up, I missed 3 phone calls to the person who was supposed to take over that job, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Then I listen to the messages. I'm lost. I'm like, great. Anyway, we slept 5 hours, because I woke up at 11.
All right.
Yeah, and then I'm on the phone for like an hour, which sucks. I have to explain to Keith that he really doesn't know me, and the fact that my planner's always out, and I'm on the... I was like...
She's trying to explain what a hippie she used to be, what a free whatever.
Yeah, and now, like, he has to actually joke with people who see me sometimes on the street. He goes, yeah, she sets up her little office, because my planner's out, and I'm on the phone with, like, 2 phone calls and whatever. I'm using his phone, and, but I remember a time I didn't have a planner. Like,
I haven't owned a watch in years.
Yeah, my cell phone's my watch now.
Well, now, but before that.
But I have to write everything down or I will not show up because there's too much shit going on.
I'm big on writing crap down.
Yeah, I have to. But I never was. Or I wrote it on like little stupid pieces of paper that I would find a month later.
Yeah, it makes it useless.
Yeah.
So we go to the Hurricane Harbor.
The water park portion.
Love it.
I think I'm getting too old for theme parks.
Oh, my.
Really?
I had a lot of fun, don't get me wrong, but... All those slippy slide things, they're the same.
No, they are.
They're the same.
Hurricane
I'm in
Harbor.
An inner tube. Now I'm in a raft.
Right.
You know, now I'm going down by myself. No, it's all the same.
I totally agree with you.
Once we went down the big steep one and that other one that is steep and winds around, I was done.
Yeah, no. They only have like 4 slides. It just looks like a big thing. And
it makes them wavy, wavy. Yeah.
They have
and
a
that
wave
river,
pool.
That lazy river is fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
They have a wave pool. And but it's always like closed or something. But they do. But I love it because it's water everywhere. You walk around, you want to stick your head in this water and that water. So to me, it's a lot of fun. Right. You should have been around. Do you remember, Patrice?
People used to take buckets of water and just splash it on you for no reason.
Do you remember? There's by the Great Gorge Resort in New Jersey. There was Action Park.
Yes,
that was the most dangerous. They used to show. Pictures of people getting all fucked up.
Yeah, we used to get those commercials and the Land of Make-Believe.
The Land of Make-Believe?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Rogers' Land of Make-Believe?
There was a moose in their logo. It was called the Land of Make-Believe. I don't know if it's still open.
I used to go to Action Park like every year with my family.
Come on
there
down,
was one.
Action Park.
What's that one where you sit in a thing?
I used to want to go because they had the thing where you jumped off the cliff. Kind of.
Oh, I jumped off it, yeah.
Oh, my God. But that was for kids that could swim.
Jumped off the cliff.
You jump off a cliff?
Yeah, it was the sick place. I'm telling you, there was
How deep can the water be?
This was like before insurance.
They closed down, I'm sure, because every ride was dangerous.
It was.
And as I was saying, like this one ride, it wasn't a water ride. It was like one of the few non-water rides. Mm-hmm. And and they showed you pictures of black and blue marks of like sick things that people happen before you get on, because if you turn the thing, you're in control of how fast you go. Mm-hmm. If you turn on it too fast, you flip over
right
wow. on the way down. So they got so sick of it, because I used to go and they never used to show me pictures.
They got so sick of people dying.
They got so sick of people flipping over yeah. that now they're showing you.
If don't be an asshole. This yeah. is what'll wow. happen.
Again. Yeah, and then they would have real race car things where you have to have a driver's license.
Did yep. people sue people back then? They didn't go. No. Okay, here comes 50,000.
Either not that, or much. They got sued enough and had to close. I don't even know if they're still open. I don't remember no, seeing an ad for they, them in ages.
They switched. So what happened is that the time I finally had my driver's license and I went there and I'm so ready to race, they switched the park over. It's not Action Park anymore. It's owned by something else. They took away all the dangerous rides. It's not worth going anymore.
I just remember that cliff and saying, fuck, if I knew how to swim.
Where was that at? Where was Action Park?
It's in New Jersey. It's about the same distance, but
I
in a different
like I
direction.
I saw ads from that in Somerset, and I don't know if I did or not.
It could be.
Possible. I mean, so generic sounding anyway. Action park,
yeah.
You know?
It was great, and they really had a lot. It wasn't like this water park where they literally have like a couple slides here mm-hmm. and there. You know, it's all around the same thing. It really is the same
There's
thing.
There's nothing dangerous. You come in, and you see that you go over a bridge with the river, that mm-hmm. lazy river going through, and there's a sign on the bridge that says, don't dive off this. Who's diving off that?
Dear dumbass.
Yeah, DJ Quad, he'd dive off it, but nobody normal would dive off it.
I felt so bad.
I'll leave that alone.
No, he really came in and said, who would dive off this? I'm like, DJ Quad, hello, remember? but I love it. I would go there every day. There's like this big gigantic bucket that fills up and then hurts the hell out of you coming down. Yeah. Love
yeah,
it.
We kissed during the dumping.
It yeah, we did. That
very
was stupid.
Romantic. Aww. Very romantic.
That was dumb.
Then we went to the other part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but we took so long that by the time we went to the theme park, it was 6 o'clock.
We couldn't get the line cutter.
We keep calling it the line cutter like we're retarded. It's a line cutter. Where's the line cutter?
Well, they call it fast. Yeah, so you don't look like an ass. If you call
bullshit.
It a line cutter, you're an asshole. But
they
if you call it, yeah, if you call it, you know, quickie. Whatever.
Quickie McGee.
Yeah, that's okay. That doesn't mean you're a scumbag and it's all about money.
We got there at 6 o'clock. We went to go get the line cutter and they stopped selling it at 5.
Right.
But there's still long lines. There's no point. Mm-hmm. We decided to go check it out. Anyway.
We go on one ride, one of those dropping rides.
Oh, Freefall.
Freefall. Yeah. That's the only one I can tolerate.
Really? It was faster than I thought it would be because it's an old ride.
The one ride I cannot, absolutely cannot get on is that fucking spaceship
that goes around and around. You stick to the
because
wall
because it goes around.
Oh no, that's the one that
the
it,
one that's like the pirate
like
ship,
space
except
shuttle.
It does
it's
the full
as
inversion.
The space shuttle?
I think yeah. so. Yeah,
the space shuttle. It's that space
yeah.
like that.
I can do the pirate ship, but that space shuttle once it stops at the top.
Yep.
Don't give me a second to think about it. Just
that's some
make
shit.
It happen.
I after all the news about the space shuttle fucking up again, I didn't want to go on that. I thought it was related. So we go on that. We go on that little log jammer, the little...
Oh, because Keith is hot, right? And uh-huh. I'm like, if you go on this log thing, it only goes up, around, you go down, you get wet.
Right.
I go, if you go on it, your sneakers are going to get really wet. They're going to be wet for days.
I didn't understand that.
No.
I
when
thought
you
it was some
in,
pussy little thing and you got
inside.
A little sprinkle.
No.
But down to the point where he looked at me like, woman?
I said I'm going on that ride.
So I was like, okay.
The ride starts.
Meanwhile, no, we're yeah. idiots. And we, like, when we travel so light. So it was a backpack for both of us because we go one day, two. The only thing that we bring extra of is underwear and socks.
Yeah.
But everything else is like, what? A pair of jeans. What are we going to do? You know, where are we going? And we'll wear it the next day, whatever. So now our one and only pair of whatever.
Now, where did you sit? Front of the back?
Middle.
Didn't matter.
Middle.
Didn't matter.
It starts going.
I think you get it worse in the back.
And all of a sudden, they turn on a hose. One girl is there, and her job is to turn off the stream of water. You're drenched right away. Ride didn't even start. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I guess you're right.
And then you almost cross the bridge when the water comes on.
Big mistake.
Yeah.
And that's the one water thing that's on the commercial.
Right.
And that big splash. That's the thing.
And it looks like it glazes over, but literally, like, the
it
water.
Hits you in the face.
There's a reason there's a railing behind you.
It's insane.
Because if it wasn't, you'd go.
Right, yeah. When you go down, when you're in the ride, and you're getting wet, you open your eyes for a second.
Why?
And it's like you're in the middle of a
weird storm.
Of a tornado. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see the water all around you. You're like, but it's crashing on me now. And you can see more about the crash on you.
And that's kind of
cool until you realize the water's all brown.
It's Hurricane Harbor water.
No, because Hurricane, I guess it's newer. They figured out filtration is necessary.
Right.
Hurricane Harbor water was like, you could see your toes no matter where you are. It was really good.
But that log flume, we used to stand up there on purpose.
Yeah, us too.
Yeah.
Because you're a kid.
That literally caves your chest in. That's serious. That force.
That's the only old school part in that park.
Yeah.
Then they have the Batman and Catwoman cat fight.
Oh, right. That was the only two rides we went on, and then we were going to go see a show.
There needs to be Batman and Robin? He got put out?
No, there's Batman and Robin, the roller coaster. This is like a play.
It's a
show.
They're
going to dress up and do a little show for you. So I'm like, I want to see it. Anytime somebody makes a big deal about something, I got
to
see it.
Plus, he goes like this to me. He's like, you want to go see that? I'm like, really? Because all I want to do, I was telling him to see a show. Yeah, I like the dive show. I think it's incredible.
That when they have like the dolphins and stuff in that little sea stadium.
There's some incredible shows there, right?
Now that's gay. This is Batman versus Catwoman.
So I'm like, really? And he's like, if you want. I'm like, oh my God, you really want to see this and you're trying to put it on me.
If I can.
Nice job.
If I can make it be, I get to see it and somehow it seems like a gift.
My name is Keith. I like Batman.
Not bad. We on our way there. Well, we're coming home from rehearsal. This is right before we did that 2 days ago shows, and we said no gifts. We're just gonna give each other's cards.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, and I did, and I don't trust women, so I still was gonna get a gift. But I
really,
I don't trust women. Yeah. And so we're driving home, and she's like, "Did you get your card yet?" And I'm like, "Maybe." She goes, "I didn't get mine. I didn't get mine."
And I knew it too. There's no time. Sometimes he gets cards. I don't know how he has the time, but I don't like the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. What? I'd rather have the random card because you were there and you saw something and that made you think of me. Or
planned gifting doesn't always work out.
It kills me. It puts pressure and no.
But there's ends up being no Batman versus Catwoman. It starts thundering and lightning like crazy.
Yeah. And that's an hour after we were in the park.
Right. So they closed the...
Meanwhile, we already bought our $3.50 popcorn. We bought our $3.50 lemonade. We're sitting there like, we're about to see a show.
Right. And there's no show. Now, they come out anyway, like good sports, just to say hi. So I saw they were dressed like.
They did some jumps.
Okay.
No, but motorcycle came out, did some jumps. Yeah, and they came out and took pictures with the kids. So it warmed my heart. It was really sweet. I was like, oh, that's so nice that they came out. But I guess it makes sense. They already have their shit on, and they're trying to make nice. Or their manager was like, the manager of the thing was like, you move the fuck around.
Some people don't start shit. Yeah, of course.
Because everyone started booing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Not that, what are we going to do? It's all kids.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's booing, but with the same intensity they booed as soon as Robin comes out. Yay! And then they're probably like, why don't we just do this for the show? Just come out. Just
tell them it's canceled and come out after.
It's always canceled.
Do a couple of jumps.
Yeah, for the safety of our performers, boo! Boo! So we leave and it starts pouring.
The sky was so angry.
Yeah.
It was so mad. But we were only in there for an hour, so we're madder.
right. So I mean, it starts pouring. We're going to guest relations to get our money back in front of us.
Well, we don't expect our money back.
Right, we don't know what we're going
to
get.
Come back in for the next day. They usually give you that stamp too, where you can come back the next day.
Yeah, well, we assume the stamp is different, and it's not for the next day if you wash your hands with soap like normal.
Oh, that's
people.
True. Yeah.
we end, but you know, maybe these people don't wash their hands like soap. With soap, we noticed this today. It's an expensive park.
Oh, right. God, yes.
All parks are, but this is very expensive.
And you don't realize until you go
God
in.
From to doing bonus stuff like we did. We ended up doing, you know, that big high-rise thing. We end up doing, you know, some
too
gay
many
video
stupid
game.
Things.
Just everything. $7, $25.
To us, this is a vacation. And you know how
we're
on vacation
do
you go, eh, you're on vacation.
Fuck it, I'm on vacation.
What's another $2, $7, $15, $25? So then I'm going through everything in my head.
I know, yeah.
So what's my point? Oh, they're so expensive, but nobody looks rich there. They all look like
it's
us. They all
ass.
Look
yeah.
poor. You know, it's all their vacation.
Like
maybe
half
if you
the
had
people
money,
are kind of ghetto.
You fly to Walt Disney, but everybody's like ghetto. Everybody's, you
but
know.
But see, you're spending money in the park. They're just spending admission and they're done for the most part.
That's true, because that's
people.
How our family did it.
Because I remember growing up.
They're still
up.
Eating, though. They're still eats these little
it's very rationed and portioned
it's not
and share.
You were looking at, like,
you're,
one
no.
of the 10 rich people.
Yeah.
If you noticed.
Yeah, no. Okay. With a black family.
Not us
one
either.
One big soda
not
for everybody.
Either.
My dad, king of the sandwich, get your hand stamped. We're going in the parking lot to have lunch.
That's what we did. We talk about that all the time. My mom packed us a big cooler. We weren't even getting drinks unless like she saw us dehydrating.
He took me as a sixth grade graduation trip gift with all my friends.
Oh, that's nice.
And they all understood too. Like their parents weren't the ones to spend money in the park either. Back out there. You know what we got when we were leaving? Always funnel cake. That was like the big treat of maybe, what was bought in the park. Right.
I don't know if we got that.
Maybe
like,
we did.
If we
that
got
sounds
that,
familiar. Like we did get the funnel cake.
You got the funnel cake. They
if we got it, it's only because my mother happened to like it.
Right.
And we're all sharing one. Mm-hmm. Right. And she just needed that little taste of it.
Right.
But we definitely would all share one if we got one.
No, you got your own funnel cake. But that was the only thing. Like, don't ask for nothing because at the end of the day, you know you get.
And we knew not to ask for anything.
And we knew not to ask. Yeah. And we'd always walk past those tables where they are eating. And you don't realize then how shitty, disgusting. Thank God we got food. That shitty hamburger or shitty pizza, and it's always shit, and it makes you sick.
And greasy,
but you're like,
undercooked.
Someday I'm gonna be eating with
these
people.
And I'm a grown up, and I got my own money.
And then we go there, and we're like, no wonder, because Keith and I just spent like way more than we thought, right? And then we're thinking it's just the two of us. When we went, and Keith has a bigger family. When we went, it wasn't my dad, but it was my mom who took us. Four people,
right?
And we saw kids like, you know, those gigantic pretzels that you know is like $4 each. And the kid's stomach, like literally if you hold the pretzel against the stomach, is bigger than... She gave each kid a pretzel.
Share.
What?
And they're not even going to eat the whole thing, and they're not hungry. They're getting it to get it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wanted to get everything. Your eyes just get so big. Like, I want that. I want everything you see. Oh, I want cotton candy. I hate cotton candy. But they make everything look so good. I have a cotton candy machine in my house right now.
I can make cotton candy for you now.
But popcorn, we just bought popcorn for the house. Right. We bought a gigantic, I swear.
Oh, yeah, that made us mad. We buy popcorn for the show. The show's canceled. Yeah. We're leaving. Mm-hmm. We're like, I don't want this popcorn.
I swear, as soon as you get out of the theater, you don't want to eat the popcorn anymore. Yeah. We actually threw it out. More than 3/4 of it was thrown out. Yeah.
Well, my mother was the soda mathematician. Like, if she saw soda and it's $3.50 for like 64 ounces.
I do that in my head, too.
She would let you know the equivalent amount of 2 liters she could buy for that price, and that was the reason why she wasn't buying.
My
the
mom
soda.
Did that with everything. She goes, $5 for a slice of pizza, I can feed the entire family a great wholesome chicken dinner for $5. And she could kosher on top of that, which is double the
That's
amount
hard.
For chicken.
Yeah.
Yep. She knows where the sales are, and she freezes it.
This is the totally other extreme, but you'd have customers in restaurants doing the same thing, though, going, I can buy a box of rice.
Oh, that's
for
wrong.
Do you see how that's different, idiot? I had a, when I was working at the diner on, 80th Street, and there was a waiter there that somebody would complain about the price, and he got fired, of course, but it took a long time, and he'd go, I know, you can buy a whole thing of pancake mix for $2.50 in the store.
To the customer?
To the customer. The customer would start to complain, like, $10, that's a lot for pancakes.
Oh,
I know,
God.
And you can make like a month's worth of pancakes for $2.50. I'm like, oh, that's...
Who
that's
is
a,
this guy?
That's a good sales technique.
But you would have to cook them.
Right. Meanwhile, like, that, there goes your tip, because now they know they're overpaying for
anything.
Right,
right.
You appreciate the value of a quarter, Sonny.
Right, right. Meanwhile, like, we did go to a diner over there for breakfast before we went to the first park. And I was like, oh, these eggs taste so good.
Yeah, we forgot what real eggs taste like in a restaurant.
They were real. I could tell there wasn't that extra egg.
The mix?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Even when it's real egg, they have that big carton of broken eggs already. Or
yeah, whatever. It's half and half. But here I was like, oh my God, these are real eggs. This tastes so good. Mm-hmm. Everything tasted so good.
Jersey diner food is good, period.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know. It looked like a crappy whatever diner.
Crappier the better.
So good. So good.
Because they serve the truckers and stuff, and they know food.
Really?
Truckers? Oh, yeah. Truckers know food.
Really?
That's all you're doing.
Because all they do is eat on the road, so they're going to stop where it's as good as possible.
Oh, I see. Because I know on the road, I eat the worst.
If you see a lot of trucks, go eat there.
Food and blowjobs. They know this.
And usually the places with the good food has good blowjobs in the parking lot.
Well, because the hookers know.
Yes.
The hookers know to look for a lot of
trucks. They get hungry, too.
Vicious cycle.
And so we're in the rain, you know, trying to get our money back, and this guy's ahead of us. You know, do you think I care about $120?
Kid,
do you think I care? I don't care. I'll throw out $120. That's not the point of getting my money back. That's not the point. I don't. And then he throws the back of the ticket stub on the floor. I don't care about my ticket stub. Do I look like a scrub? I'm not a scrub. You ever notice all the people that yell, "Do I look like a scrub?" Always, always
like
do.
It. Yeah.
Always. You and think I care? I've had this in restaurants all the time. You know? Do you think it's not about money? Do you think I don't have money? Yes. Yes, I do.
If we're telling the truth to one another, yes. I do believe you don't have
money.
Yeah,
because you know what? If you really had money like that, like so big, yeah, it's unfair, but you really don't want to be arguing with people right. like that, like for your $20.
Right.
It's more than that to get in. Actually, no. If you get the Coke cans, it's $55 to get in, but you get 2-for-1. So
good deal.
Yeah. Oh, it's really great. So you're arguing about $30, which is a lot, but right. anyway, their thing is that unless it rains for an hour and a half, you're not getting your money back. So you have to wait for an hour and a half of rain, and then they'll give you a voucher to come back in. But meanwhile, now, they'll give you a voucher. Next time you come, you only pay $10.
Okay, it's something.
Compared right. to 50.
Right, but this guy's going, it's not fair. It's not fair. He's got thug clothes on. Like, total thug, that thug beard where they, like, align it so great.
And those make me laugh.
Yeah. Those make me laugh so much. It's always the hardest of core.
And you know he spends so much time in the mirror.
Yeah, I went out with a guy like that. They spend a lot of...
I try to do that with goatees, and I'm like, ah, damn it.
The maintenance is
crazy. And then
I'm
fixing the other side. Damn it. Ah, damn it. Damn it. The other side. Damn it. Ah, fuck it.
Either that or you're in the barbershop every other day.
That's true.
One or the other.
No, they really care. These thugs that look all thugged out with that beard. Right. I'm like, again, I say I dated one. They care so much about what their clothes are. If their cuffs are folded... Oh my God! If you just go, you want to piss one of them off? Just undo one of their cuff folding things. They're what are you doing, nigga? What? And there's a white guy,
right.
It's just going crazy.
Uh-huh.
Their pants are butt so like this. The shirt is tucked in perfectly.
Tucked in,
and only raise your hands about so, and then lower it down so that the tuck is exactly right.
You can't disturb the tuck.
You can't disturb the tuck.
That's maintenance.
Yeah, it's a lot of maintenance.
So then we go and have our nice dinner. We're going to have a nice dinner and a nice
place. Oh, yeah, we accepted the $10. You know what happened? Because that guy is yelling so loud, I feel bad for the people in there. I know they're not going to change their mind because they're Great Adventure and they have rules and the rules are the rules and that's it.
Right.
And then, so I'm acting like an extra, extra nice person. I'm sorry to bother you. Yes, of course, I'll take it.
And she's tough, you know him.
I'll be the one yelling.
She'll talk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would be the one like in their face, but there's no point. You're giving me the 10. This is your policy, whatever. So I was so nice about it. It's like, oh, yes. And, oh, if you don't mind, you have an envelope only because it's raining. La, la, la. Yeah, so I felt like, bleh. Oh, and then they have the security girl. And I say girl because she was, like, shorter than me and I'm 5'5". She was about 5 feet high. These guys were mountains. One of them, like, was huge.
It's called a surprise attack. If you're not in their eye line, right? They don't know where you're securing the situation.
She's standing behind them, like, ready. To do what? Right. There were like five of them yelling.
I don't feel like anybody called her over, though. I feel like she was like, I guess I should stay there if I'm getting paid.
It's crazy. Yes, then we go out to dinner.
Surf and turf. Champagne. French onion soup for appetizer.
Appetizer.
Dressed in our soaking wet tank top. I put on my swim trunks again because they were actually warmer than the shorts I was wearing. Slippers.
I brought a towel in.
Slippers with socks on because my shoes were too wet to wear. She's sitting on a towel with it wrapped over her legs.
She too are so stylish.
I don't know why they weren't watching us like we were going to run out. They're like, for $2 more, would you like that? Yes. Why the fuck not? Look
Bring
at us.
The champagne.
Do I look like a scrub? Money means nothing to us.
It means so little. We didn't even bother to dress up.
You know, I think Keith wanted to walk out just because it's like, why aren't they watching us?
They should learn a lesson.
Yeah, watch these people.
You know what, though? I dated a girl for a year that I never ate a meal with.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that work?
Not one meal. Oh, was that your
one
final meal?
One meal. I think it was our final meal. Somebody was over and like made us a meal, and it's like, and we're sitting at the same table, side by side.
You know what? If you never eat a meal together, you're not dating.
Right.
That's crazy.
You're not. You're not.
That's all couples end up doing.
That's even more than not meeting their friends.
Right.
Did you spend more than 5 or 6 hours together at a clip? Because usually a meal comes
out. He worked with her.
You have to eat by accident.
Yeah.
Together.
Like,
then you never happen to eat by
accident together? No. Or not at a table nice.
Oh, okay. Not at a table
in front of the TV nice?
No,
in different rooms.
I feel like we would have had to, but I remember not one meal because I remember being at the table together, and between every bite, I was laughing my balls off. And she's like, And she looks at me like, what's so funny? And I'm like, this is fucking weird. And I just couldn't quit laughing.
You can hold a fork.
I'm like, this is fun. We should have done this more often because I am having fun. This is very funny. Maybe a little abnormal even.
I guess you never went to Great Adventure together.
No.
Because there were a lot of meals to be had
there. That's true. That's true.
I just go for the funnel cake.
So then the next day we go to Great Adventure, get the line cutter, but now we only have... So this is today. Now we only have like 4 hours.
Oh, because what happened is...
good.
We went to sleep at like 12:20. I remember looking at the watch, the clock. 12:20. We woke up, what, at 11? Like, what happened?
Oh.
We thought we'd wake up at 9 because that's plenty of time. 11 o'clock, I was still like dead. Like it still needed...
You didn't feel like getting up, yeah.
Oh my God. So now by the time we got to the park, it's 12 o'clock. We had to leave the park at 4 in order to have time to do a show today, and then I have to go to rehearsal right after this. So, 4 hours. We had to get the line cutters. There's two different line cutters.
We feel like there's a line cutter where it tells you what time the line will be done, mm-hmm. and that's when you come back and walk into the exit, or it cuts your line by 75%, but it seems like 100%, and you just go into the exit.
Right.
And so we did, I think, all the roller coasters. Yeah. The King Dakar, the new roller coaster, closed.
Closed. That's Surprise. Why everybody's there. Everyone's walking in.
That's why people come in from all over, because it's supposedly the tallest in the world.
Yeah. It is. Oh, it was huge. I was afraid to look at it.
No, never me. No, I would have to lose some sort of bet to end up on that fucking thing.
We have to think of a good bet for Patrice.
You know what? I'm getting too old for roller coasters, too.
I've always been too old for roller coasters.
Let me tell you, I was so glad you said that earlier. I was going to say... Do you know that when they strapped me in at least twice on the way, like after they strapped me in my head, I'm like, why am I doing this? I swear, I actually thought that. I'm like, what? I'm ready to scare this. Why am I doing this? And on the way up, I'm like, oh my God, am I getting too old for this? Because I actually am thinking like, no.
Can't one person shake me, the other person yell boo, and then take $100? Then I have the rest of my day
and
free.
I never had to leave the house.
Right. Yeah, actually, after the ride, I was like, okay, that was fun. Now I remember. But just to have that thought of why am I doing this made me feel old.
I don't do them. And then when I do, I've never been on a roller coaster with my eyes open.
Really?
Nope.
No, it's fun.
There's only one or two coasters there that we were on that did not bang your head back and forth. Yes. Am I the only one? The only one that hates that.
You have to lock your neck and all
you
kinds
have
of shit.
To. It's work.
The Great American Scream Machine is the worst. Nobody go on that.
I think it's called the Great American Scream Machine because you're screaming, ow, ow, shit, ah, fuck,
That was our whole ride.
Yeah, brain damage.
I can hear Keith going, and I'm doing the same thing. We're saying ow at the same time. Ow, ow, shit.
And I develop a weird Tourette's where I curse the entire ramp up.
Yeah, you know what's coming up. Yeah. Me, I'm dumb. I'm like...
Like, what the fuck am I doing? Why the fuck am I on this?
I'm like, this is kind of tame. Oh, shit.
I hate the ones where they pause you right on the way down. I'm like, okay,
She'll go, you'll hear, like. She starts yelling, hurry, hurry, just do it, just do it. So we ended up going on the thing we were talking about the other day, where they lift you up and then drop, you know, you pay extra for it. They lift.
Course.
What do you call that?
Everything that we did that was great was paid extra for.
Right.
It was kind of like sort of a bungee, but not.
Right.
You know what? That's kind of like a bungee thing,
except
in a U.
But it swings
from the bottom. I can see where it is in the park, but I don't know the name of it.
So I tried.
It's like a swing, but from really high up.
So for the show, I did try closing my eyes and then at the top, open my eyes. And maybe the difference would be extra freaky.
Right, because all of a sudden you're really high.
It's not. It's for a second.
Because your body absorbs it.
It is freakier going up with your eyes open.
I can tell you that
much,
yes.
It's getting worse and worse.
It's definitely freaky, and it kind of pulls you like quickly here and there.
And I got that bitch. She's like, 3, 2, 1, pull, and I got it on 2. And I don't mean bitch you. I mean the person yelling.
You got me, too.
I got you, too. They go, 3, 2, and I'm like, see ya!
He actually said, see ya. Maybe that was my...
I didn't even think for a moment that he didn't.
Maybe that was my hint. See ya. And I was like, I swear, in my head, like, I didn't even have time because you said see ya and pulled it, like, real quick in my head. I was like, what? And I just fell. And when we got off, they're like, they're teaching the next group when they say 3, 2, 1, they're like, after the one when we say pull, and they're looking at Keith like, please don't do that. We're like, what's the difference? Well, we have to know when you're flying. For what?
You can see me.
As I'm coming down, I did it! Start taping!
It was really great.
Another ride I won't
But you know he did that for the show because we already admitted that he was too chicken twice. Right. And he had to wait. And he was like, this time, this time I'm going to report that I did it.
Like he said, I see who runs those rides. No. I'm not getting on that.
Yeah.
She runs it. I'm not getting on.
I had to ask because this guy.
They're so slow there, too. The food workers, especially coincidentally.
They quit life, the food workers.
All the people. Coincidentally, all the people that worked.
The
different icy machines. There's like three of them. The people that worked at were dumb kids that stared at you that we walked away without paying one of them and didn't feel bad because they just
took so long.
Because
we kept looking at each other,
long.
Looking at him. He's already dealing with the next customer. We're like, okay, that's it. We walked away. And then he blamed me. I'm like, no, you gave me the eyes to leave. You gave me the eyes. He's like, no, I didn't give you any eyes.
Yeah,
and I know he's doing that just to fuck with me, like just so I feel bad.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You totally did.
Hey,
whatever you need to know. Whatever you need to hear.
You jerk. And then, wait, there's more. Oh, so the one guy that was taking our name down so we can do the flying thing, he goes, he starts writing K-I for Keith, K-I, and then he goes, E-T-H, right? And Keith's like, yeah, just fucking write it. Just finish writing it. And then I didn't want to spell my name, so I'm like, just write
Same
Keith
thing.
For my thing also.
Amy.
A lot of times I go with Cindy, but Amy's a good one too. It's three letters.
Can't fuck it up.
Right? That's true.
Unless you're from Long Island, then it's A-I-M-E-E.
Did you say that he said he's 15? And
oh, yeah. So I go, well, how do you get this job? Because I don't want to insult him. How do you get this job?
You don't
want this job.
And he's asking about him specifically. Mm-hmm. So she's asking about him specifically. So she goes, right here at this booth.
And he goes,
which
job?
Right here?
And I'm like, your job. How do you get your job? And he's like, oh, you don't want it. I'm like,
okay,
gotta
quit.
Let me skip forward.
You don't get it. You know what? Because sometimes you got to ask somebody's name, and then you got to ask
the
girlfriend's name.
He tells us a story of his life.
And sometimes the girl's like, I have the same name. And I'm so like, I know you don't.
Yeah, that's what he said. He starts just
going
talking,
on and
then
on.
He goes, no, how old do you have to be for your job? He's like, I'm 15, and you can't do it when you're 14, unless your parents work in here.
And
because
I don't want
some
my
parents
mom.
Work in here, and apparently, like, they're allowed to be at 14. And I'm like, stop talking. We have other shit to do. We just scheduled a fucking flight.
And then being so slow and so dumb has nothing to do with him
with
being
age.
15.
You just think he's just dumb all
he's
around.
He's that dumb.
It's natural.
Right.
But it's a 15-year-old putting my little flight suit on.
Well, it's not, though. You know what? I did look over, and they were a little more together.
Meanwhile,
putting on the harness.
The woman put mine on, and I asked the guy who put Keith's on. I'm like, double-check me.
and you know what scares her even more? It ended up a little tighter after the check.
Yeah, I'm like, is that too tight now? I felt like I needed a third opinion. Like, this is insane.
Where's the creator of the ride?
Yeah. I need Bugs Bunny here, please.
I want the old guy that you have in the Great Adventure commercials. First of all,
Captain Creepy.
You know, right? They have this old guy, and first of all, he's not an old guy. You could tell it's a young kid.
Yeah, they use him for the national ad, so everybody should know who he is.
Prosthetics on.
Whatever your Six Flags is, they use that.
First of all, I don't know why they're using that old guy. He has five problems with him that he wouldn't be allowed on half those rides.
That's true.
So true.
Right. Yeah, that is true.
But I do want to dress up like him and walk in the park and go, hey, it's me, and just walk over the turnstile and see if they let you through.
They just might.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, are we going to get to any gossip? Is that our whole story?
So that's
or what?
The whole story. We're back.
Okay.
And Patrice is here with gossip news.
Quick, Michael Jackson checked into the hospital suffering from dehydration and weight loss.
We did hear that. I don't know how much weight he needed to lose.
He's also moving to Germany soon.
I thought he was already in.
Or was
he's
he
been
talks?
Staying, but he's buying real estate now.
He was just checking out the kids. Now he's ready
to
go.
Yeah, he's blonde ones. And
you know what, though? I think he's going to Germany because those were the people who flew in.
They still. It's 1989 for them.
Yeah.
He's still the
They
king
were
of
the
pop.
Ones outside the court going,
oh, yeah.
Free Michael, free Michael.
Over out of
so
all the
knew.
Countries, it's either there or Japan he would
yeah,
go.
So he knew where to
they're
go.
They're the ones that still they're hardcore about him. The fainting at the concerts that you remember from like back in the days.
Yeah, it was as if nothing happened for that.
I heard he was at the. Where do you go whenever you're planning a flight?
The airport.
Travel agent.
Travel agents. Ding ding ding. Thank you. Travel agent. He's like, what country can keep a secret? Where are the children? Like
Switzerland.
Never mind. Germany. Just give me Germany.
I heard that. Seriously, he doesn't go beyond between 8 and 12 year olds. So if your child is under 8 or over 12, you're safe.
Well, if you're over 12, you're not invited anyway.
Right. Okay.
There's
you
no
go.
Party for you to come to unless you're over 12 and have that weird disease where you look younger.
I don't know what made me think of this, but when I saw Warrant in ding ding ding, when I saw, but you're saying like who's invited to parties? warrant in a theme park, you know, some kind of park, some kind of bullshit right. outdoor park that travels, you know,
okay,
fair, I guess. And nobody was, and I came late, and nobody was in the audience, you know. And then at the, I'm with my army buddy. This is when I was in the army in California, and at Janie Lane's like singing the last song, or he's done with the last song, or the next last song, and he goes, "We're right here in this hotel, the Hilton," right, and points to it, gives out his room number, and goes, "If anybody wants to come up and party with us, that'll be cool." And I'm like, "That is the saddest thing, A," and B, I'm like, "Let's go party with Janie," and my friend's like, "I think he means chicks." I'm like, "I don't know, man. Let's go."
If you're a rock star, first commandment, you don't beg for the bitches. You right, let the right, bitches right. beg for you.
He's like, right. "I guess I got to ask." And he's just remembering his days when he filled up arenas and he people's job was to bring pussy backstage right. for him. That was somebody's job.
When you have to recruit your own.
Now you're throwing out drumsticks and it's clinking on the ground.
No, I can go to Sam Ash.
Oh. Anyways.
Usher has spent $1 million for a new watch that has his face in diamonds on it. It's now
for him.
For him,
you has have 1,000 that much money. You really don't know what to do.
1,000, burn it. That's always been my rule.
Buy a lazy river for your house.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know, instead of having that watch, you can have a water slide.
Right.
It has 1,106 diamonds and is currently on display at London's Natural History Museum. So, all you London people, if you're looking for a cultural evening,
he does. He's not even wearing it.
No.
Shut up.
Yeah.
For what?
No.
To show what he can, there's nothing beautiful about it. He's showing, this is,
he's
what's
showing
the
that
plaque?
He's fuck you rich.
This is what a fuck you rich person had made.
Right.
Ooh.
That's ridiculous. I really would build like some kind of water park in my backyard.
Go buy
and
a
not invite
African babies or something. Not, help somebody.
No, I don't
out.
Need babies. Not.
We'll sponsor some African babies.
I'd sponsor, but first, my water park in the backyard and not invite kids. See where mine goes? I don't need
that's
any.
That's where the money comes
to go
in.
To jail. Yeah. That's awful.
No, I don't not need people suing kids. Me because I invited their kids over to
sign
my house.
This.
Right.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Now you're in a bathing suit, so I have easy. No, get out.
Right, and
only
you know
adults.
What? On that lazy river, sometimes it's not lazy, and you got to hold on to the rocks on the side to maneuver around asshole children.
They should have special grown up hours.
Preaching to the choir. Preaching
they
to the choir.
Special
where you can have
hours.
Booze on the lazy river.
Because
they have those cozies that float. That's cool.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're on to something. We're on to something.
Yeah, and actually they should build like a one of those cozies that float, except, oh no, they have that. The chair that's attached to the thing.
And it has the cozy in it.
Oh, I don't even drink and that's beautiful.
And then you can set
you
up
never
a rope
have to
with
get
a six
off.
Pack in the water so it'll stay cool behind
now,
you.
So in the park when they take a picture and try to charge you $10 for it, that's a picture I would buy.
Me drinking beer on the lazy river. Yeah. Brooke Burke is getting a divorce from her husband, Garth Fisher, of 7 years.
Mm.
And
oh, shit.
It's an amicable divorce. They've just decided that they're going in different directions. You probably know her.
She's going into making a lot of money.
Yes.
You probably I actually know her.
E. Wild On and those types of series.
And every and calendar.
Every calendar ever known to man
she
on the
has,
internet.
The funniest thing is that they, I just put food in my mouth, so I'm sorry. But I didn't think I would have anything to say about gossip. Excuse me. Excuse me. The funniest thing is that they showed moms, like famous moms.
Right.
And they show what a great mom she is because she brings her little kid on,
with
the,
her.
On the shoot. Meanwhile, she's topless
right.
on the shoot. And then she goes, and in between.
Well, they've
she
seen
goes,
lunch before.
Yeah, she goes and checks on him. But your mom's.
It's just lunch.
What? Today. Okay, you're a great mom.
Well,
next.
Her husband is plastic surgeon Dr. Grant Fisher.
Oh, that's right. We did read about him.
Every other plastic surgery show that's
right.
on TV.
So they
the
both
moment.
Have tons of money.
Yeah. Turns out Demi Moore.
Maybe she got all her work done.
Yeah, that's how they met.
So she's done now.
That's how they met.
They met because he was assisting the surgeon that did her boobs, and he actually did her second set.
Okay, that's weird.
That is weird.
That's a weird meeting.
I
place.
Would want someone I was, you know, close to do my do it. Yeah, because they're going to take the most care. They're going to make sure the anesthesiologist
they just
is
met,
the best.
Though they met that
that's
way.
Weird.
I saw the inside of your boobs. It's the best I've ever seen. He does boobs like that all the time.
Well, then literally in a man mind, you're making the boobs that you want to feel every day. So you're going to make them as good as possible.
That could be any girl. She I guess, is above and beyond.
You got to be careful because I'd make boobs with M&Ms in them.
She can't. Okay.
I have nothing. There's nothing that's ever prepared me for a sentence like that.
Okay, moving on.
Demi Moore was actually 5 months pregnant, but turns out she had a miscarriage.
That's probably for the best.
And it's not because
of... Is it okay to say that?
It's not because of age, which is everybody's first assumption. Placenta did something that is...
I heard, though, at least one out of five pregnancies are miscarried.
Did she ever admit that she was pregnant? But it worked out good.
Mm-hmm. Well, did she lose her six-pack, or did the baby grow...
She had that gut for a minute, and now it's gone, and she's, in the gym and rehab working it out and stuff.
Maybe she's just fat.
No, she was
pregnant. She wanted to gain weight for a minute. Yeah. Not in your world, you bitch.
Hugh Jackman from X-Men and his wife have adopted a new baby girl.
Logan. I want to name my kid Logan.
And they don't just buy kids at random. The wife can't make them, so they buy. They adopt, so.
Where did they adopt from?
I don't know. Okay. From
Australia.
Dr. Xavier.
Somewhere white.
Yeah, it's a white kid. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes are currently in development. They're trying to get a movie going of them together. It's going to be a romantic comedy.
Like a movie? A movie.
They're going to do a movie.
Has Tom Cruise ever done a romantic comedy?
Jerry Maguire wasn't that
I
a
guess.
Romantic.
Oh, yeah. I guess, right? Mm. All right. That'll suck ass.
Okay. If you're looking for stuff to watch on TV, upcoming reality
show. No, I don't want to know. I got plenty on my table as it is.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Welcome to Kronkville, which centers on contestants who auditioned to move into the Atlanta home of the hip-hop artist the Ying Yang Twins.
What? They just started. Who the fuck
cares?
They're
not that famous. Fuck them.
What, are they going to whisper all day to each other? Your job.
Yeah.
Go over there.
And when he kicks people out, he points at something. He's like, "You've been cronked."
Anytime he whispers, you know you're fired. No, anytime he talks in a normal voice.
Get out!
Mr. Rooney's Barbershop. It's set in Queens in a barbershop
Andy
where local...
Rooney cuts your hair.
Where local cutters scout hip-hop talent from the hood.
Oh, my God. It's got to be in a barbershop.
Did you hear of the Miami thing where they had... what was it? The hood, not the hood. What's
the
another
ghetto?
Word for hood? Is it ghetto?
It's some ghetto, kind of ghetto park.
It's some kind of ghetto challenge, and they get people to
the ghetto Olympics.
It was a talent show.
Oh, okay.
And then they also had a watermelon eating contest, and it's a big uproar in Miami.
Someone's gonna call the NAACP.
They did, and the Miami governor. Was it the governor?
I don't know.
The official that helped put it together had to apologize, and now they're calling it the funky whatever instead of the ghetto.
Florida's ghetto as a whole, just nobody knows because they keep Miami there.
But then they still have the watermelon eating contest. But Keith was saying that's not racial in the country fair.
Seed spitting, right?
Yeah, they have seed spitting too, but they had a watermelon eating contest in Somerset. We just read in the paper,
and that's the whitest town ever.
They
happen to grow a whole lot of watermelon,
right? It's just, and people like watermelon. It's summertime. Summer
now,
equals
they had
watermelon.
Fried chicken as well. Yeah. Then we can start talking about.
They can't eat nothing. They can't have bananas. They can't have watermelon. They can't have fried chicken.
Right. And I love bananas.
Who doesn't?
The Voltron upcoming movie.
I heard there's going to be a Voltron movie. Who
yes,
cares?
There's going to be a Voltron.
You know what? I love Voltron.
Well,
but
as a Transformers
movie. Yeah, don't
movie.
Compete with Transformers.
Voltron, they're really going to hit the 20-something crowd because they've gotten Pharrell Williams from the Neptunes to do the entire score and soundtrack.
And if they go first, that's going to beat
gonna
the Transformers.
Up. It's going to blow up.
And it sounds like they are, because the Transformers is taking a while. Yeah. Sorry, Keith.
That's cool.
Spider-Man 3 news. Thomas Hayden Church will be playing the Chameleon. It was reported previously that he'd be playing Sandman, but he's not. He's playing Chameleon, and they're going to set it up for Kraven the Hunter for a sequel, if he wants to do a sequel. And at the end,
who's
Harry...
Who's Kraven the Hunter?
I don't know. Okay. I go outside and
she
talk.
She doesn't even know. Whoa.
I go outside.
And Harry becomes the Green Goblin at the end of Spider-Man 3, so you don't have to go see it because I just told you what the ending was.
You are a terrible human being.
I almost wanted to tell this guy on the train. He's on page 6 of Harry Potter. I'm like, Dumbledore dies.
You know what? We'd like to apologize because we said that Voldemort killed Dumbledore.
He didn't. Snape did.
Oh, God. You know what? And then I get letters.
You can send me the letters. I don't care.
No.
If you're
no.
an adult, get over it. No. I heard the ending before I even started the book, and I was okay.
No. They expect Keith to do it, and maybe even you now, but they write me letters. How could you let him talk?
Okay. The same words.
That's the letters that I get. I didn't even know. It was on our website, and I didn't know until I got that letter.
That spoiler I got was wrong, and the person sent me a correction spoiler. Thank you. And like a dumbass, I still opened it. It's funny. It's funny. I'm still reading my book.
All right, one big last one.
Who cares? We can...
Okay.
Christina Aguilera turned down a cameo in The Simpsons.
That's stupid.
Christina, why? Yeah.
Britney Spears' husband, Kevin Federline, he skipped the birthday party of his son, Caleb, who turned one.
That's okay.
And did not call nor send a gift.
You got to make a clean break. Smart thinking, Kevin.
No, but he's the greatest.
One of Jennifer Aniston's childhood boyfriends is auctioning off letters, notes, and pictures and other memorabilia on eBay.
We covered that.
Yeah. Scientology, latest recruit, Charlotte Church.
Charlotte Church. Oh, that's
the little
opera
girl who
singer.
Used to sing opera, and now she's grown up. She's not a little girl anymore.
Oh, she was always gorgeous.
She's got her titties to and fro. Really? Everywhere you want to see them. What? And she's just smoking it. Smoking and drinking. She's no fucking
smoking
joke.
Smoking and drinking?
She's got a boyfriend. She's like the younger version of like Victoria and David Beckham with the boyfriend, because he's a soccer star as well, football star as well.
Oh,
and
really?
She is hoeing down. She is not playing anymore.
Really?
Don't let the opera fool you.
That's what happens when you do weird shit at a young age.
I keep getting emails, Charlotte Church's titties. And they're really all her titties, and they're big titties. It's terrible. Paris Hilton has said that she regrets picking such an expensive engagement ring because it's too heavy for her hand. And so Paris
Would
you let me finish? No. I'm reporting news.
No.
And so her fiance said, you know, that's true because it's 24 carats and it's a bit too heavy for everyday wear. So instead he went to Cartier and bought her a more manageable diamond and platinum
Let's guess. 10 carats?
They didn't report how much, but it's manageable. So I'd say less than the 20s.
God. Oh my, again, don't ever, ever give me a whole bunch of carrots on my finger. I will take the water park. I'll take a pool. All right. Anything, just splash water on me.
I want a bunch of bananas and some egg roll.
You know what, by the way, you're saying we're a good couple. I swear when I was thinking that on the rides, when I go, why am I doing this to myself? I'm like, oh my God, we're a couple that goes to theme parks for our anniversary. Mm-hmm. And like, if I don't want to go anymore, that's kind of weird. And I actually thought like, no, I'll just go with him and I'll hold the stuff and like... It felt weird. It really felt weird. I've always been the person to go. And I'm going next year.
You can come if you want to, but I'm going. O.J. Simpson has to pay $25,000 in damages to DirecTV after he pirated cable TV
for a few years. Keep doing that stupid shit.
How stupid?
Everybody's watching you, O.J., and everybody wants to get you in trouble.
He didn't kill nobody.
But 25,000.
Can you imagine owing $25,000 to a cable company for what?
It's like felony level, whatever. It's like
how many TVs
it's a federal offense.
He likes it. That's another $25,000. No, it could have been Ron Goldman.
There you go. It could have been one TV, but it's a federal offense to steal cable.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
He said
fucking with the FCC.
O.J. Simpson said he's deliberately not working. I mean, if he's innocent,
who the hell is hiring
said he's
OJ?
Deliberately not. He can always do something. He can be on a reality show.
That's
he's
true.
Deliberately not working so that Ron Goldman.
But then,
gets
how does
no
he
money.
Pay for day to day? I don't understand that.
He
was
football,
a big star for a
he
while.
He pays from his.
Yeah, but
no,
they
no, stop.
Don't
you don't know how.
Stop.
You're not allowed to take from the football money. He gets football retirement money, and you're not allowed. They're not allowed to take that.
Really?
For some reason,
okay.
Wow, how good would it be to see him on Surreal Life?
You know, I thought they had all his assets frozen or something.
That'd be awesome. Oh, Jan, Surreal Life.
Jessica Simpson has a workout video coming out.
Why not?
Good. So everybody can do the Daisy Duke workout. And I have a treadmill
line I'll
be selling.
Is it called the Daisy Duke workout?
What did I just say?
Are you quoting from her right
yes.
now?
Daisy Duke workout. Work it out. And she's putting out a line of treadmills.
Never mind that somebody worked her out. She didn't work herself out.
She says that. I was in the gym 6 days a week, 2.5 hours a day with a trainer.
That's funny.
So you should buy her videotape.
Yeah, buy hers.
But she's putting out a line of treadmills?
Yes. She's going to be
hot pink.
It's probably like her in a Nordic Track infomercial or some bullshit.
Because you know what? I was thinking, like, what hasn't she... she has a line of makeup and hair things and whatever.
That makeup's awful. That dessert stuff?
I'm scared to try it. If it's rubbing on
Sephora
my body, I don't want to take it. I was in
time,
Sephora, too.
And it tastes like rotten milk. And it smells like it, too. Like, it goes bad.
Anything that's going to be, like, in my mouth like that should not...
And
well,
it's all edible.
Anyway. I know we're going over the time, but I figure we owe them a little bit.
I don't. We owe them nothing. And you start doing this, they're going to be expecting
it. You know what? I have to go to rehearsal.
There you go.
So we're done. We're done.
You're done with the big stuff?
Nothing else of big importance.
Jason, the website guy that made the site, is coming tomorrow.
We think. Who the fuck knows?
He's the one that I told him. I don't even know if he heard it, but I told him we were making fun of him and people like him that say, you know, we want to be on the show. When do you do a show? All the time. When's your next one? Tomorrow. I don't know if I can make it. So I think he's generally hurt a little bit that we were making fun of him. And he goes, I'll come on the show because I don't want to be made fun of anymore. I don't think you know how it works, Jason.
You'll be made fun of afterwards.
You're
going to
be made fun of less.
We have a show that's called Is Patrice Black, which we decided on after Patrice left. We get to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
How many DJ Quad jokes were there today?
At least four.
That guy helps us out immeasurably. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow, Jason.
KeithandTheGirl.com.
Dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking. Janie Lane, would you please explain, where did the down boys go? Did you spend all the cash on drinking, smoking grass, or doing too much blow? You went around the world, drank the finest wine, platinum several times. You had a lot of fun, Janie, now I want mine. Dear Janie Lane, I wrote to explain, I've always thought you rocked. But have you lost your mind? Did you flip your lid? I saw you with a mohawk. Hawk. You party town to town, Mary Bobby Brown. Houses in the hills, $100 bills. You ain't a punk rocker, Janie, you're from 89. Dear Janie Lane, please let's refrain. Heaven's too far away. That Uncle Tom's cabin really kicked my ass, but Doggy Dog was gay. So write another hit, sing another song, rhyme another rhyme. I've always liked your stuff, Janie. How do you like mine? P.S. Mom and Dad, this is Janie. Janie, this is my mom and dad. He wrote a monster ballad. He wrote a monster ballad. P.S. Mom and Dad, this is Janie. Janie, this is my mom and dad. He wrote a monster ballad. He wrote a monster ballad. Where did the down boys go? Where did the down boys go? Where did the